The Bay Area is home to some of the state's most opulent communities, and to some of its poorest. Back in 2008, Vallejo was one of the first U.S. cities to declare bankruptcy, though it's recently straightened its books. Oakland police won't respond to emergency calls for 44 crimes, including burglary and grand theft, because the city doesn't have enough money for officers. And Antioch's foreclosure rates are among the highest in the nation. Today, we're kicking off a series on the Bay Area's poorest neighborhoods and meeting some of the people who live in them. We're starting in a surprising place, downtown Berkeley. According to a recent report by the Brookings Institution, over 40% of downtown Berkeley residents subsist on less than $12,000 a year. Statistically, that means the neighborhood is more economically distraught than San Francisco's Tenderloin or Richmond's Iron Triangle. KALW's Joaquin Palomino explains what's going on.
For anyone who's been there, the news that downtown Berkeley is one of the Bay Area's poorest neighborhoods probably comes as a surprise. The city's median family income is $90,000. That's twice the national average. And downtown doesn't seem much different from the rest of Berkeley.
You know, there are some really nice success stories.
That's Walter Crosher. I met him at the Berkeley Farmers Market, and he was eager to tell me about his downtown Berkeley. For the past 30 years, he has lived in it, shopped in it, and watched it grow. And he's going to give us a quick tour, starting in the heart of the neighborhood on Addison Street.
You've got what they call the Arts District. You know, Freight and Salvage just moved in there.
The Freight's a Berkeley landmark, known for bluegrass and folk shows that regularly pack the house. Then, across the street from Freight and Salvage,
You've got Berkeley Rep, the Aurora.
That's the Tony Award-winning Berkeley Repertory Theater and the Aurora Theater Company. And all over the neighborhood are
lots of really up-and-coming restaurants that are, actually making the name revival. There's this place that opened up, Phil's Sliders, you know, which is like really kind of really nice little place to get, you know, some hamburger.
Walking around, you can see signs of poverty. Shuttered storefronts dot many streets, and the neighborhood has a noticeable homeless population, much bigger than the rest of the town.
When you walk along Shattuck Avenue, you see a lot of folks that are either panhandling or asking for change, you know. And it's not so bad these days, but it was at a point where I would go out of my way to make sure I wasn't walking on Shattuck Avenue.
Such sites are part of the downtown landscape, but they don't dominate it. And they're not what gets the area onto the list of the Bay Area's poorest neighborhoods. That's a different group.
We've really got three student populations, actually four.
That's John Kaner, the executive director of the Downtown Berkeley Association, a local business group.
We have the high school, which is part of downtown, so the high school students are out for lunchtime. We have Berkeley City College, which is on Center Street and right in the middle of downtown, about, I think, 8,000 students. And then we have the University of California with about 25,000 undergrads and about 10,000 grad students.
Total it up, and you've got more than 40,000 students living in or near downtown. According to the 2010 census, it's more than half the neighborhood's residents. And they're the key to understanding why downtown appears to be a pocket of poverty. I asked a few UC Berkeley students how they support themselves.
Financial aid and family contribution. Basically living off my parents' money and the loans that I take up. So I don't have a job or anything yet.
It's a matter of taking out loans and working hard. And, you know, it's an investment for the future.
Those were a few UC Berkeley students I met on campus near downtown. Like many of their peers, they have no declared income, but they aren't what most people consider poor. Because of that, the Brookings Institution usually tosses out any census tract that's over 50% students. Right now, downtown Berkeley is at 58%, but it wasn't that high when they started the study. Again, John Kaner.
So if the Brookings Institute was doing the study today, they wouldn't even included this downtown census tract in the study because of 58% of them being students.
In other words, claiming that downtown Berkeley is economically similar to the Tenderloin or Richmond's Iron Triangle doesn't just seem wrong, it is wrong. But that doesn't mean there isn't poverty.
Please assist a veteran to help the homeless with obtaining hot meals if you are able. we see that the primary focus of homelessness is downtown Berkeley.
Tim Evans is the program supervisor for the Berkeley Food and Housing Project, which provides basic services to those in need. Since 2009, the number of homeless families in Alameda County has fallen by more than a quarter, but there's been a 10% growth in homeless single adults, and many of them come straight to downtown Berkeley.
So coming in for case management, coming in for our food program, coming into our shelters for just a warm bed.
Belinda Gittins is one such person.
Street Spirit, this is January's edition, printed in Berkeley Monthly. Street Spirit is a very good newspaper, and the funding goes directly to a homeless person. Well, hi, my name's Belinda Gittins, and I live in Berkeley right now, but I'm homeless. And to make an income, since I don't have ID right now, I sell Street Spirit.
Only a few years ago, Gittins says she had a stable life in San Diego. But a series of catastrophes, spurred by the financial crisis, took her job, her home, and her health.
And so I sell the Berkeley printed newspaper that comes out monthly by the BART, by the escalators. And that's how I get money to eat and to live.
Gittins says she came to Berkeley to be near her daughter. After her daughter left the country, Gittins stayed.
Actually, Berkeley is probably the best place to be homeless. There's a lot of services for people that are homeless, such as free meals, shelters, people walking around with blankets, and just all kinds of things.
Homeless services coordinator Tim Evans says that's a common feeling.
We're having individuals who are coming out of state who are saying, I heard about Berkeley, and the services in Berkeley and where I was staying was not a good environment for me to be homeless. So that's why I'm here.
Downtown Berkeley houses some of the nation's brightest students, many of whom will go on to be leaders in their fields. It also attracts some of the nation's most disenfranchised, people who are living with no home and no stable income. It may not be one of the Bay Area's poorest neighborhoods, but it is a neighborhood of extremes. In downtown Berkeley, I'm Joaquin Palomino for CrossCurrents.